Well, Australian singer-songwriter Kevin Sullivan has a new single. It's called Against the Tide. Let's have a listen. It's Kevin Sullivan with Against the Tide, and the man himself is on the end of the line this morning. Kevin, how are you today?
Yeah, good morning, and great to be on board with you and your listeners, and what a beautiful day.
Kevin, can you tell us a little bit about the song? What's it all about?
Look, the song's just about embracing who you are, you know, and chasing your dream. For me, it's about embracing my age, my sound, my appearance, and, you know, I was a forensic policeman for many years. I'm now chasing my dream of music. I'm a full-time musician, so I feel I've had to swim against the tide a bit to get there, but I'm just giving it my all, and we're just going for it.
Kevin, I've got to say, you're probably the first forensic policeman who's become a musician that I've ever spoken to in my career. How different is being a muso from what you used to be doing?
Look, it's very different. I was in the police for nearly 30 years, and I always played music. It was a really good outlet. But I say to people about this song, Against the Tide, I feel I was living in the safe zone because I was not only a forensic policeman, I was a bomb technician as well. And, you know, I ran all the bomb techs for the Sydney Olympics, which is topical because I think it's 20 years since that happened.
Yeah.
But I think my true passion was always music. And I loved my policing career, my forensic career. And look, music is very, very different. But I'm just, we've rented our house. We're about to go on the road, like you said, and look, I'm just giving it a go, and my true passion is music, and a lot of people say I should have always been doing that. Maybe I'm a slow learner, but look, I'm just having a go.
Kevin, I imagine some people would feel there's a degree of stress of trying to entertain people with the music that they've created, but this is nothing compared to what you used to do.
Look, it's very, very true, and, you know, I get the odd, person in the crowd who might crack a bit of a joke, and look, I just take it all on the chin. And like I said, I always sang, even when I was doing police work. Music was my outlet, and as you yourself would know, music's a great medium, it's a great leveler. So for me to be chasing my dream after I've had a career, I've got 5 children, we're taking 3 of our little kids on the road, and that's scarier than some of the forensic work I've done, I might add. But look, we're just getting out there. I'm working with a great team now. Matt Fell, I work with Matt both in Nashville and in Sydney on this song and what will be my second album. And, you know, I'm just trying to get my music out there. And as a musician, you've got to be on the road. So, look, they're crazy times, COVID. We hope to do some free gigs along the way for the people affected by bushfires and the floods and, of course, COVID. But we're just getting on the road, doing smaller venues and, hopefully meet up with lots of people on the way. So, it's a bit scary, but that's what we're doing.
Well, sometimes it's good to be scary, isn't it? Because, as you said before, you can sit in your comfort zone, but you never really extend yourself to. You don't know who you are until you've frightened yourself a little bit.
And I think that's exactly it. And like I said, even though I've had this sort of crazy forensic career and bomb tech, and people say, "Wow, that's pretty mad." Yeah. For me personally, it was sort of being in the safe zone because I had this burning ambition, this drive, this musical drive. And, you know, I developed post-traumatic stress out of forensic work. So I've worked on my mental health, and, you know, it's a lot more out in the open these days. And, you know, music and songwriting has helped me, and a lot of my songs have helped a lot of people too, which is, it's great to connect that way. So it's very scary, but like you said, sometimes you've just got to basically get out there, and for me, swim against the tide. So any of your listeners who'd like to hear our tour, which we're calling the Sully Van Tour, and there's a great caravan company called Sunland in Queensland who are building us a van with triple bunks and all sorts of stuff. We're going on the road, so if any of you listeners would like the Sully Van to come to your town, Kevin Sullivan Music is my Facebook or my website, www.kevinsullivanmusic.com, and we'd love to see you and come and make some beautiful music.
And if you turn up to his gig and you accuse him of bombing, he can turn around and say, "No, I know what bombing's all about."
I do. Well, I do a bit of a bombing because I get some of my smaller children on stage to sing a couple of songs as part of the Sully Van Tour, and they sometimes get a bigger round of applause than me, but that's okay too.
Sometimes it's good to be upstaged.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Kevin Sullivan, good luck with the tour. Hopefully we'll see you in the Hunter Valley sometime, and thank you very much for spending some time with us this morning.
Well, Well, we love the Hunter Valley, and thanks for having me on. And make sure you swim against the tide yourself.